Yo, what's good, guys? This is DJ Funky Fresh, aka Mr. Clean, aka fuck it, I don't know. And we got Catlink over here, Mr. aka the Darkness, wow. Mr. aka El Negro, wow. Mr. aka Young Burnt Toast.
And we got
Hirsch over here, Mr. aka Mr. Strudel, Mr. aka Young Disappointment over here. Let's go. Best man, right, you want to add another one? You got a new one yet? No. All right. Welcome to the podcast, y'all. And let's get into it.
No,
so
I would just walk past my hurt like that.
You hurt? Why? Why are you hurt? I gave you a new AKA.
Young
it's
Burnt
fitting.
Toast. That's how you
Young
do
Burnt
it?
Toast. Oh, wow. Okay. That's clean.
This must be that Indiana shit. I'm not.
That's clean. Is that not clean, Young Burnt Toast?
No.
You ain't feeling that either, Hirsch?
No, I was
about
to say.
Damn.
I mean,
I thought you would like that. Like, I thought about that all day.
I'm gonna need to
this man came out though. Can we just take a second though? This man came out and said, "Yo, it's Mr. Clean because his bald ass head."
That's what I'm
got
at.
A bald head.
Obviously,
I forgot my other AKA, Mr. Smooth. Did I say that? I don't know. Fuck.
See,
anyway,
you see why I'm mad is because he had one name for him, but he playing like three names for me. He just really wanted to get the
no. That's the other two names you use anyway. I just added Young Burnt Toast because, you know.
Yeah, but you forgot his other nickname, though. You forgot his other name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's the other one?
Young Tongue Twister, bro.
Tongue Twister. Oh, that's a new one. I didn't hear that one last time.
Yeah, that was like last podcast or the podcast before.
Young Tongue Twister.
You got to pay attention, bro.
Okay, bet.
No. Oh, my God. Here we go.
I'm swearing, man, I'm going to get "and I eat ass" on the t-shirt.
Yo, get it to him for Christmas, bro. That'll be a Christmas gift.
I'm mad because I don't wear it.
It'll be a hard time explaining that one to the person who's got to make that shirt.
I'm mad because I don't wear it, too.
Wait, who's that? Is that you? Is that Hirsch?
No, that's
Hirsch.
It's Mike.
That's you? Okay. But yeah. Wait, what are we talking about again? But anyway,
this
Young Burnt Toast, dude. I'm just saying.
No, I'm not a fan.
It's a good name. It could be like your secret rap name or something.
My secret rap?
Why Young would Burnt I have Toast. A it could be your alias.
Why would my name is already my alias? What the fuck is this?
Yeah, you know, Catlink, you know, it's been around for a while. Everybody knows Catlink, but you know,
it's
if you want to be secret about it could be like your other Twitch handle.
For 12
Young
years.
Burnt Toast. You better take that shit before somebody else.
Why would the fuck would I want to be Young Burnt Toast? It sounds like a SoundCloud
like
rapper.
Witness protection and shit.
It sounds like a fucking SoundCloud rapper. I'm not. I don't want.
Yo,
that.
You guys don't have an alternate account on Twitch?
No.
No. Well, actually, no. That's a lie. I do have an alternate account.
I have one, but I forgot the password.
I
remember the password for the other one, and the name for it is Fat Doinks.
Fat Doinks. Mine was Chocolate Drop.
Chocolate Drop.
Oh shit!
What in the game?
What kind of name?
I had to pick something completely different from DJ Funky Press.
What kind of Tyler Perry, Kevin Hart ass name?
Yeah, I was really into Kevin Hart when that movie came out. So I was like, yo. Chocolate Drop. I'm gonna take that shit before anybody else.
Gay
drop.
Ass boy. Gay
I'm sorry.
Ass boy.
Chocolate Drop 06.
Chocolate Drop. I don't even know how to approach that, so we just gonna move on from that.
Gay stripper name ass boy.
Wow.
On behalf of everybody else, I just wanna say for a quick second, the reason the podcast is late is because of me. I had a pretty rough week and then I ended up getting pretty sick over the weekend, so we weren't able to record on Sunday night, but here we are. So thank you to everybody who's been patient. A couple of y'all have messaged me. I don't know about DJ and Ked, but I appreciate everybody.
Nah,
been,
say shit.
Yeah, I'm
gonna
say
y'all cold blooded. Y'all cold fucking blooded. But no, it's good to be back talking to the boys. We was fucking shit, we was chopping it up for almost a good hour there before we even hit the fucking record button.
Yep,
we're just getting into it.
That's not true.
But the subject, this episode is gonna be a little bit different. we're going to chop into a subject that I think everybody can relate to, and it's just going to be basically focusing around the ideal of friendship, what it means to us, what it means to you. By all means, make sure you get a hold of us on Twitter at Taints of Sinners, or at and Taints. What does friendship mean to you? What's it mean to support somebody, and the difference between supporting someone and enabling them? So, like I said, different kind of podcast today. I'm gonna chop it up. Gonna try to keep it light towards the end, but again, we appreciate everybody who is tuned.
Yeah, shout out to y'all. You know who you are.
Shout out to like the six of y'all. You know what I mean? But shit, so we'll start it off, DJ. Like, what is a friend to you? Like, what does that shit mean? Run with it.
All right, so I consider you guys my friends. You too, Kathleen and Hirsch. And what you guys mean to me. No, I'm just playing. Fuck you, Kat. But anyway, friendship for me is like somebody I can confide my personal feelings, beliefs, whatever, and they won't completely just throw me to the side and say, I'm done with you, you know, whatever. You don't have my same viewpoints, whatever. Somebody who I can be myself around, like my true self, not like somebody I gotta be online or somebody I gotta be at a job or whatever. It's just me. What else? I don't know, man. It's just it's more like a feeling now. A lot of you guys are actually different for me, because usually those type of people are like my IRL friends. But as you get older, you lose touch with them. Even though I do have one. You know who he is? Anthony Kong. My dude. But you guys are different, because I never actually met you guys in person. Ever. We started on Twitch and Xbox Live. And that was all new to me, because I was never really friendly towards people in Xbox Live. Because they're strangers, you know. Fucking weirdos out there.
Yeah, strange.
And most of the time, I just can't. Yeah, most of the time, I can't even, you know, hang around somebody, even vocally, hang around somebody if they're just their voice is annoying me, or just their aura. Sometimes you can just feel it. You know, it's like this person, I feel like I wouldn't even fuck with him in real life. So, no, you know, there's a lot of people I ghosted on Xbox. But, you know, not to say, like, if I don't talk to you on Xbox, it's not like I don't like you or whatever. It's just some people that I just don't fuck with. And sometimes if you change your Xbox name, I don't know, I don't remember who the fuck you are. So, I don't talk to strangers.
But no, so, Kaz, same question, bro. And then we'll run it back through, because I just kind of want to get, like, a basis, run something off.
I don't even know a lot of the times how I have the current friends I have now. Like, because if you think about even friendship, like, just the time and the place where you meet motherfuckers that you fuck with and then continue to fuck with afterwards, is like, if I get, like, it's so random to just think about how many people I know and how I came about to know them, and, like, how many people we don't fuck with together anymore, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, friendship in general is... it's a little weird, because if you just think about it, most of the time is meeting random people in random spots, and like when you walk in the room, you might not know you finna fuck with like three people out of this room, and at the end of whatever event you in, you end up like, yo, I'm fucking with that dude, buddy over here was cool as hell, this nigga was funny as shit, like just the effect of that shit in itself is random, but it's dope though. I think all of them, I'm more of the type of person who, like, I would rather my friends win, and I don't care if I lose, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if
we care if you lose, Kat.
Yeah, exactly, because you got friends the same as you. Like, my friends are the same way. They care if I'm winning, and they don't care if they lose. So we go out, and it's like, nah, bro, I got it. You know what I'm saying? hey, I ain't got it with me right now. I ain't got the bread for this. He'd be like, that's not what the fuck I said. Like, come on. Like, they don't mind taking the L in the pocket because if I'm eating, we eating. If we eating, I'm eating. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's when you get older, you find out there's a lot of people that ain't built that way. And that's the shit.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. When you get older, you find out there's a lot of niggas that's not built like you. Like, especially in the shit that's the worst is when you find that out, it's always for a person when you were like, damn, bro, but I would do it for you. Like, and you'd be like, ah, okay, all right.
Like, you, well, then now I know that you feel that way. Fine, yeah, I'll do it for you too. But half time, it's like, I don't know how you really feel. So, yeah. Or I don't know where we stand.
Yeah. But when you find that out, though, it's like, okay, nah, I'm fucking with you. Like, it's multiple. It's friends out here that I got family members that I wouldn't put over them. I'm like, this cousin coming into town? And I mean, what? I'm supposed to stop fucking with my homeboy? I'll catch y'all niggas next time y'all get in town. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's certain family members that don't even rank high above my friends. Even the ones I met online.
Yeah, even true.
Because online friends are the best. There's no, it's just a name. There's no what you look like. There's no what you do. There's none of that.
It's
shit.
Just all personality.
Yeah,
it's all personality
required. None of that
they
got
to fuck. That's why I say you guys are different because I've never really had online friends.
Yeah, like you don't have to lie to online friends. They don't. You don't have to tell.
Not
them
really.
No,
nah, you ain't gotta lie. It's just. Yo, just be you. Obviously, they fucks with you at this point.
You just have to constantly exist under the name you have and repeatedly show up. And that's, you end up with friends.
It's I'm like, DJ Funky Fresh, 88 across all platforms. <Yeah, like,
laughs> oh, damn, bro, you over here? Oh, damn, you on Twitch too? Oh, man. Oh, bro, you an Xbox
player? I had to make a Mixer account because of Shondell. So. Yeah. Well, so now I'm DJ Funky Fresh 88 over there too, motherfuckers.
Yeah. All you do online is multiply how many communities you specifically enter. You enter the Twitch community, then you enter Mixer community, you get a Reddit account, you enter the Reddit community, and then you enter the communities within those communities. Pinterest is the same shit. Like, online friendship is way better. And it's way easier because you get to choose, like, when you fuck with
who you fuck
friends.
With. Yeah, because you ain't got to, like, awkwardly run into them.
Specifically get the pictures.
Or something. Yeah.
It don't even matter. If you meet a nigga one time, like, it's not weird if you be like, I'm never talking to that nigga again. Or it's not weird if you be like, I'm going to slide in his inbox and let's link up again. None of that shit is weird. It's never weird. Nobody's going to be like, why does this person want to talk to me again? Motherfuckers online? I'm like, yeah, nigga, I'm dope. Of course you want to talk to me again. Like,
you know, I'm kind of antisocial online, though, like, when I'm in, like, multiplayer games. Like, unless I'm in a party with, you know, an actual party with people I know, I don't say shit.
Yeah,
ever.
I don't really...
I'm sorry. That's probably another reason why I don't play Fortnite, because that would force me to talk to...
But, you know how hard it is playing Overwatch when, like, nobody online wants to fucking...
Talk or communicate?
Yeah.
Or win?
Like, imagine being part of the problem. Like...
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, me not saying shit is getting us killed, but it's like, I'm not talking to you. I'm not.
It's like, yo, I'm just trying to get my XP and get the fuck out.
Like, I'm going to do my best because I like winning.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to win to get the most, but. Yeah,
I'm not talking to you. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm just not in the mood. I'll be in my antisocial shit and I'll just be like, I'm normally a one player game player anyway, so I'm used to doing shit by myself.
Anyway.
And. So, yeah,
yo. So it's like, I'm not finna. You think I'm finna what? I'm finna go out of my way to motherfucking talk to y'all niggas? Just I want to win, but I'm not talking to you. I don't want to win more than I want to talk to y'all niggas. Not at all.
Yeah, that's what I say. That's why you guys are special because I usually don't even talk to people. But for some reason, our kindred spirits form Voltron.
To be fair, I caught you when you were being social. I caught you when you were being, like, streaming DJ, so you had to fuck with niggas. I just happened to be...
Oh, streaming? Yeah.
That's what you were streaming DJ when I showed up. That's why you were social, because we probably wouldn't fuck around and be cool.
Oh, God, I hate it. Honestly, that's another part of streaming that I hate, because I had to force being social when majority of the time I'm not. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm social mm-hmm. towards the people I live with and shit like that, because, you know, that's the thing to do. That's what you do. But online, playing games, I grew up my whole life never talking to people mm-hmm. online. So it was just like, yeah, no. But like, once I wanted to become a streamer, then it was like, yeah, you gotta, you know, put some pep in your personality, something. You just can't just sit there and, you know, I didn't want to be one of those streamers who never talked to their chat and just played a game and totally ignored chat. And, like, you know, just never be social. I didn't want to be one of those. I wanted to, you know, somewhat make friends on Twitch, you know, just to see what it was. I had, you know, I fucked with people on Twitch before I made a channel. So I figured, why the fuck not? See who show up. And got stuck on Borderlands. And then I got burnt out on Borderlands. Streaming will do that to you.
Yeah.
Especially if you're, like, stuck on one game. Yeah, because, you know, your community is expecting a certain thing from you. And you don't want to disappoint, or you don't want to, you know, stream and you get, like, you're used to, like, you know, 30 or some odd people in there, and you switch games and it's only 5. And then you're like, well, shit.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good.
It's,
no matter what anybody says, that shit don't feel good.
No,
not at all. When you see the numbers dip, like, that shit gets you in the feels, bro.
Yeah, or like you switch times or something like that, and where, you know, your community is expecting you at a certain time, but then you switch it on them. Course numbers are going to drop. People aren't expecting you at that time. See, people use Twitch like TV. So when you change your favorite channel, you change the time to where, like, yo, now it's in the middle of the afternoon or something like that, and you usually stream at night, super late at night or something like that. Of course, they're not going to show up because they're not expecting you. No matter what the Twitch notifications, whatever, most people got their shit on vibrate or silent anyway. So it's like, you know, they're not noticing that shit. They're not expecting you at that time. So, you know, when you change times or you do something different, you're going to lose a little bit. And then, you know, you get a little shaky there. So,
yeah, it's a whole different thing. Well, like, that's a different, like, my own thing is, I understand, like, getting discouraged by the number drop when you change games, but what you're missing is like the opportunity to get more people from different games.
Yeah, because you'll get different time zones. Yeah, you'll get, like, European people or something like that. Maybe the Asian community, depending on what game you're playing.
I mean, we're in the fucking Australian community.
Yeah.
Well, time zones, yeah. Well, yeah. Hey, just because, like, we're
for late adults, night people, though. For adults, like, this is how cool online friendship is. Like, if we were adults and, like, we had friends that worked this shift, the Australian people, like, we had friends that worked shifts 13 hours ahead of us, we would never be able to ever meet up with them. That would be the end of it.
No, it'd be different sleep schedules, everything.
Yeah, like, if they work third shift and you work first shift, y'all niggas never, y'all see each other on holidays, maybe.
Maybe weekends, depending on if you guys got weekends off.
But, like, basically, they work third shift and we work, like, whatever, but we meet up with them and they're 13 hours ahead of us, and, like, we meet up with them enough to, like, we have rapport, like, they fuck with us, like, they love us over there, like, even if it's like 5-6 niggas, like, they fuck with us, like
So yeah, Hirsch, you explain your version of what friendship means to you.
Oh, before I get into that, I was just gonna say one thing real quick.
Okay.
I think DJ, you was kind of touching on it earlier when it comes to streaming, like, just being antisocial. I'm kind of the same way. Like, if I don't know you like that, then I'm not going to really say much, because the whole time, like, whether we're online or in person, I'm just going to be, like, trying to figure the fuck out before I even open up my mouth. Because that's just the way I've been, like, my whole entire life. So I'm kind of thankful for streaming, for, like, getting me out of my comfort zone, because let's face it, bro, like, if you're not willing to put out, like, some energy, like, trying to get to know somebody, when in actuality, like, not to sound, like, cold-hearted, but when you first start off, like, you don't really necessarily care about the questions you're asking. You're just kind of asking them for the sake of conversation. And it eventually becomes a thing where, like, you're asking a question for, like, the actual reason, like, yo, how you doing today? Because you actually want to know. But, right, you know, when you're first starting off, for me, Like, it was just like, yo, I'm just trying to make a conversation because I honestly don't have shit to say to y'all. And I can't just, like, re-chat if I'm not saying nothing to y'all to make y'all have something to say back.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
It's a catch. See, I missed the Xbox app to where the app was right there next to the game you're playing so you could re-chat and play. Yeah. Now it's exclusive.
Those were the days. Those were the days.
Yeah.
But, no, to answer what a friend is to me, a friend is somebody that, like, has your back no matter what. Like, you don't even have to ask them. Like, when push comes to shove. No, like, my whole thing is this. Like, when push comes to shove, like, if you don't tell somebody that you need help, they're not going to help you. And I get that. But, like, when you know somebody's going through some shit, like, they shouldn't have to ask you for a hand. It's like, yo, that motherfucker's going through some shit. Like, it should be automatic. Like, all right, you know what? Like, I'm going to keep an eye on that person type of deal. Like, if you fuck with them. That's what I'm saying. Like, friendship to me is.
What I said before, bro. And not to cut, man, when you get older, bro, you just find out niggas ain't built like you are.
Oh, no. That's a major fact. And trust me, I've learned.
Depends on life experiences, how they were raised. Shit like that.
You just find out, nigga.
No, I've learned that. Like, yo, listen, like, I've had the perfect example of it. Like, when I was 21, 22, when I got a false diagnosis of a brain tumor, like, there were certain people I told, and I was like, yeah, you know, like, this is what I'm going through. And they just didn't ever hit me up. Like, they never wanted to do nothing. So, like, my whole thing is, in a way, I understand, like, it's probably hard to approach a friend of yours when you know that, like, something like that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, if you really fuck with somebody, like, you put that shit aside, because, like, that's your boy. Like, you ride out for him. But, again, like, going on to what Cass said, not everybody's built like you, but that's why I'm saying, like, the idea of friendship to me is, like, that person that you fuck with, their life is almost as important as yours, if not more. Because at the end of the day, friends are the family that you choose.
Yep. I can see that.
But that's just me.
Okay. Cool. We're all friends.
Yeah, friends. Like, no, like, I fuck with y'all because, like, at the end of it, you know, we talked a little bit before the podcast, like, the shit that I tell you guys that I never tell anybody else, like, nobody else needs to know.
Because,
you know.
Exactly. We're the boys, man.
Yeah, we're the boys. And I should probably add up to those who don't know the story, like, I ended up, it's not a tumor, it's something else on my brain. What exactly it is, like, only people who need to know will know what it is. But I'm fine. I'm not going to die anytime soon. So, that's fine.
Good.
Just a quick disclaimer so nobody's worried. Yeah, me neither. I enjoy making people annoyed. It's my favorite thing.
It's got to be a passion, man. So, all right, I got a question for you guys since we're on the whole friendship thing. When did you guys decide to make me a friend? Like, when did that happen? Like, when did we become friends? So I know we used to hang out a lot on the Xbox, and then me and her, she used to get into that whole deep shit on the Xbox too, late night when Cat go to sleep snoring on Xbox Live app.
Never.
You snoring ass nigga. Never. I'm just saying.
Not one time would I ever.
Take your shit off. That's all I'm saying.
Not one time would I fucking ever. You're a liar.
Cat used to be on that Travelle status, like, just straight passing out on stream.
Oh my god. You'd be like, yo, is that somebody snoring? Even.
I'd be like, then Cat wake up. He had that voice where he's like,
I'm saying, nigga, you sleep.
Yeah, I'm just gonna head out here.
No shit. You should have been head out. Who the fuck falls asleep with headphones on their head?
You're wrong.
Yeah, that's pretty uncomfortable.
I don't know you're all wrong. I'm not a fan of you spreading these lies about me either.
Lies. These are straight facts.
Big lies. I would never do something like that.
Any of your friends that used to hang out with on Xbox, like, past what? 2 years? 3 years, maybe? They know.
Yo, let's call Chris. Let's call Chris right now.
Oh, he's been there. Yeah, Chris has been in there plenty of times.
Yeah. No. Yep, that's why you're laughing, because you know damn well that he's going to come up in here.
Because I've been on where Shondell fell asleep, too, before.
Yeah, I've been in a couple of those parties, too.
Bro, why are y'all trying to expose me? I don't understand. Y'all my boys, and y'all trying to expose me.
I mean, shit, I don't know, man. I'm just speaking truth. If that's what you call exposing, then I just spilled the tea. My bad.
Expose me. I didn't even do nothing. I just
woke man, up everybody be snoring, bro.
I'm the only one to just be up because I'm used to this late night shit. This is my daytime right now. This is my day. So it's like,
yeah, I'm sitting here day, like, this motherfucker's asleep. This is the time I get home from work. Like, right now. Like,
yeah, I used to be day shift. This used to be, but I don't know. I've always been like a night owl, man, since I was little. I hated going to sleep early. I love I still feel weird going to sleep early.
Like, I just like being awake in the night. I don't even particularly like
It's like the night calls to me for some reason.
I just
want to be awake. When that Kid Cudi Day and Night drop, bro, like, I was like, man, this shit was made for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. I felt that shit.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this is Third Shift Anthem right here.
Yo, Kid Cudi was the shit. But now to get back to it though, I know it's one thing to expect the same amount of energy that you put out there. Like, I get that. At the end of the day, like, you're never going to get the same amount of love that you give. And that's fine. But my whole thing is, like, when I get upset is when, like, I don't see, like, any effort whatsoever. Like, you can have a million and one excuses as to why you don't do something. And almost every single one of them might be an actual reason why, like, you couldn't do it or why you shouldn't do it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, at the end of the day, like, I think we really have to start thinking about the way we talk to people, because, you know, of course, everybody has a different idea of what friendship means. But when That's you call true. Somebody a friend, or when you call somebody your brother or your sister, like, words do have a little bit of depth to them. And I think that if you're going to sit there and try to at least put that relationship on a pedestal or some sort of significance, then the least you can do is at least uphold, like, that word and that bond.
Mm-hmm.
That's my whole viewpoint. Because I think with the internet, it's real easy to get into this idea of, like, okay, well, you know, I talk to this person every day, so, you know, they're family. And that very well might be the truth, but, like, when push comes to shove, like, if you're going through some shit, like, who's to say that person's really going to be there? Like, that doesn't mean that they have to listen to you and all your fucking problems, but, like, just to at least be on some, like, well, shit, bro, like, let's get into something. Let's do something. Let's watch something, like.
I mean, now that I think about it, the way you explain your version of friendship and the way you see it, I don't think I've ever had a friend, like, be there for me like that, mainly because I don't ask or don't seek it.
Yeah, I was about to say, but I've never needed to be there for me like that.
Had anybody like that besides, you know, my immediate family. But anybody that I call, like, you know, a friend or a best friend or whatever, none of them's ever like, well, I never put any of them in that situation to where, or make them feel like I was in need.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I don't tell. Even, you know, even my in-house shit, I normally don't tell anybody. So I don't really go out and tell my struggles to my friends too much, just because I don't want them to feel like I'm lesser than, I guess, in a way for me. As in, like, I don't want them to feel like I need help.
Because I don't.
That was Cat Link, not me. Not saying that I don't need help. Or that I want help. I'm just saying, like, I just don't put myself out there. I feel like, for me, that I just don't put my friends in that category of stress. Because, like, if I'm stressed about it, whatever, I'm normally the one who holds that shit in. Or not hold it in, but holds that stress to where I don't spread it to other people so they can stress about it too.
Mm-hmm.
So And that's just me and just how I was raised, I guess, because my father was a big stressor. So I guess I kind of inherited that. But I basically just keep it. Like, if I'm really stressed about something and it's starting to show, then yeah, I can talk to my fiance and whatnot. But now in my 30s, right here, I'm 31, I don't have any, like, IRL friends close to me to where I can, like, just be like, yo, dude, this is what I'm feeling right now, or this is whatever, whatever. It's never been a thing. And now having these new online friends, and me and you guys have been friends for years now, but that's still new to me to where I've never even thought about putting my stuff out there to my online friends like that, which are very few. Very few. You guys are like two of the six, maybe. Maybe.
But we're the best.
Maybe two, right? Six. So, you know.
Matter of fact, if I'm not number one, I'm upset.
What, you? Yeah, you up there. You top three.
Oh, you said you were up there.
I'm top
three. Not one or two. No, I'm just playing.
Wow, you don't hit me with the Joe Budden.
No, no, no.
That's
definitely my top two friends, definitely on online, just because I literally talk to you guys the majority of the time. If we're not in our little group chat, even before we started potting, like, I always found a way to talk to Hirsch, and I always found a way to talk to you, no matter what. We always just ended up linking up, whether it be Twitch, Xbox, or God knows what, Facebook. But, you know, I don't know. For some reason, I always ended up hanging out with you guys at some point in time throughout my week. And it was always enjoyable.
Because we cool as fuck, boy.
Exactly. Like, I fuck with you guys.
We them boys.
No. Like, but, like, I see where it comes from. And this, way,
you know?
Like, it's interesting hearing that, because my whole thing is, like, I don't know. Just the shit that I don't know, the friendships that I had when I was growing up, like the side of town that I live on is like is really weird, because it's smack dab in the middle between like people who have money and people who don't.
Mm-hmm.
So like the people I was going to school with, you know, like some of them had parents who were together like mine. Mm-hmm. And lived in nicer houses. I had some that had parents that were together, and they lived in houses that weren't as nice. Then I had a lot of friends who had like single parents and shit like that, and unstable ones. And so from like an early point, like I was just kind of put in this position where like certain friends of mine who were going through shit, like they'd see me and my family, and they'd always kind of like come to me and just kind of be like, so shit, like, what would be the situation if this happened in your family type deal?
Yeah.
So it always kind of, like, put me on that. And I've been lucky enough to have three friends that are really like that.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, he moved. He's got his own life going on. We don't really keep in contact. Like, that's just life. And then the other two are
here. Yeah, that's true.
So, that's, you know, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P.
So I was lucky enough to have that, but like just seeing that the way that they were for me, like how unselfish they were, like knowing the shit that they were going through, and like they were still trying to rock in my corner and show me support and just mm-hmm. do shit for me, like that's why I am the way I am now. Because it's like, regardless of what I'm going through, like Kaz said earlier, like I don't give a fuck, like I care more about you than I care about myself.
Yeah.
And that's just shit that's been handed down to me just through the people that I hung out with.
I think another reason why I'm the way I am is it's more about trust. And if I don't feel like I can, like, trust you, well, it's not really if I feel like I can trust you. It's just that I don't want to be disappointed. Like, if I tell you some shit and that shit get out and I know it was you, then I got to deal with that, you know? And I got to deal with the messy breakup, whatever, whatever, and the fallout and all that shit. I don't want to deal with that. So I don't want to put
at all.
People in that position to disappoint me, basically. I think that's really what it is. All. I don't like being disappointed, and I don't want people to disappoint me. So I rarely give them the opportunity to.
Yeah. I feel you. It's just, I'm not going to place any burden on you that, like, I'm not sure you can handle. Like, I'm not going to put you through a situation where I need you to come out on the other side with me and you might not come out on the other side with me. Like, I'm not going to throw you that ball. So, I don't know. It's the way I operate. I don't know how to fix it. I'm not really trying to, but, like, it is what it is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody's different. And I definitely think that there's a difference, right, between looking out for help and then putting your problems on the other people. Because I don't like doing that shit either. Exactly. Like, that's why, like, when it comes to shit that's, like, really going on, man, it's only a select few people who actually, like, know what the fuck's going on. Because, nobody really needs to know shit. Nobody needs to know what's going on inside your house.
Yeah, that's not exactly. That's why they say keep it in house. But the internet done fucked that up. So most motherfuckers don't know what that means. Or they ain't taught their kids yet what that means. The kids be out there
I think more or less maybe the reason I'm getting on that trip is because, like, one word that I see thrown around, and I think y'all see it too, is like this whole, like, love word, like, oh, I love you, like, people use that word way too, like,
freely.
Willingly. Yeah, freely. Like, there's no real meaning behind that word. Yeah,
there's no levels, like, to it. It's just a word.
That's now. What I'm saying. That's why, like, I think that might too, because, I don't know, DJ, you mentioned earlier, like, you and I, we've always talked about, like, life type shit. Like, and I've always been the type of person, it's kind of a blessing and a curse, but I've always been the type of person where, like, I'm constantly thinking about, you know, the human condition and just the way that people interact and the way that people think and how they feel. And it's just, it's a point where I see the way things are, and it's just like, I know how they should be, and it gets frustrating. It's just like, yo, like, if you say this person's your friend, like, why don't you fuck with them? Like, if that's your friend, like, you need to ride with them. Like, there's no half-ass.
Just like the word love, friend has a lesser meaning now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, because I mean,
in real life too, they'd be like, "Oh yeah, that's my friend," but they don't fucks with each other. It's cool.
Yeah, no, they're just friends by
cool now at this point.
Yeah,
we just cool.
It's more like, because, like, there's less effort required to be an online friend too. Like,
exactly. Still, people use that shit in real life too now. They're coworkers or whatever. Yeah, you know? They'd be like, "Oh yeah, that's my friend." But you guys don't hang out after work or nothing. You just have to be next to each other at work because you're getting paid to do a job. But you guys don't go out of your way to hang out with each other. So how friendly are you? But who knows? What were we talking about again?
This man's over here losing it, buddy.
But yeah, man. Oh, you guys never even told me. When did we become friends? Like, when did you I fucks with DJ. Hurst was trying to glance over that shit. He just totally changed the subject. I noticed.
My fault. Well, shit. When we first started fucking with each other, I think it was like, I don't know, man. Like, for me, it was about like 6-7 months in. I knew I was going to fuck with you just because, like, I already fuck with Cad. Cad was, like, pretty much boys with my boy Chris. Mm-hmm. And Chris and Alex, they were immediately, like, family to me just because of the way that they, like, they fuck with me. And they was always looking out for me. And their mom actually knew my mom back in the day. They always looked out for each other at work. So it's kind of funny how that worked out. But no, like, they were cool, and I kicked it with Cad. Like, most of the time, I was always real skeptical of bringing people around the crib and, like, meet my family and shit. But I was like, fuck it, like, he seems cool. I played with him a few times, and, like, what really made me fuck with Cad is, like, just seeing the way that he interacted with not just, like, my friends, but, like, my family. Because my whole thing is, like, if you if you come through to a cookout or something like that, my family's there, and you don't even say what's up, you don't shake hands with them, you don't say nothing to them, like, to me, you might as well get the fuck out of there, because we're going to have some problems. Like,
yeah, it's disrespectful at that point.
Yeah. You say something, you introduce yourself. I don't give a fuck if you do small talk for 2 minutes, bro. Like, actually show some fucking appreciation and respect. And Kat did that.
We need to have a convo about that later down the line, about what is respect.
I was told at some point,
because motherfuckers don't know anymore.
You're supposed to speak to everybody in the room. I don't know who it's one of the old heads, but it was all you speak to everybody when you come in, and no matter who in there, you speak to everybody.
Yeah, we never leave anybody out. And then whenever you leave a room, you say bye to everybody. Yeah, you don't leave nobody out. Mm-hmm. That's just how you're supposed to do.
That's how we were raised.
Well, yeah. I don't know which one of the old heads put that in me.
I don't think our generation passed that on.
No, it's because Oh, my bad, Cat. Go ahead.
Whenever I come into a room, I'm, hey, what's good, bro? How you doing, bro? What's up, bro? Avrion, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm introducing, I'm going around the room. What's good? How you feeling? What's up? What's the word? How you feeling? What's good?
Yeah, I was taught at a young age, you know, about respect and elders and things of that nature. Things that you do, the common decency type shit, you know?
And I'm talking about speaking to motherfuckers I don't know. Niggas is just in the room. I'm like, yo, what's good with you? How you feeling? All
right. Yeah, exactly. You just don't sit there awkwardly and stare at each other like you're not going to introduce yourself or something, anything.
Yeah,
like,
ain't gonna say shit. Like, if the niggas you with,
that's
I feel
weird.
Like
that's more weird if you do that. Fuck. Let's just be real.
So why we right here? If you bring in some niggas to like a place they don't know, like, do you introduce your homies or do you like allow them to speak up for yourselves? Like,
I introduced because I brought them along into a place, you know, they didn't ask to be, really. They're just riding along because they fucks with me or whatever. But yeah, I introduced them so they know. You just don't want some stranger walking around, you know. And it takes the pressure off of the person that you invited. It kind of breaks the ice. So people be like, oh, okay. You just don't want to, you know, want them to walk up and be like, hi, I'm so-and-so, I'm his friend, you know, and they'd be like, oh, okay, I guess. I'll take your word for it. But if you introduce him and then be like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Obviously, your friend, you introduced him. So, yeah, that's the way I see it.
I can see that. I know I'm kind of the same way. Like, you definitely got to introduce somebody, but I don't know. Like I said, it's all about interactions with me. But I don't know, man. Go back to the internet thing. I think we're talking about it a little bit before we hit the live button. I think this whole mentality, that we keep getting forced into our heads, whether it's through music or movies or whatever, like, you know, you don't need nobody and, you know, fuck everybody else, you know best and all this shit. Like, yeah, that's all good and everything. But at the same time, like, it's kind of misleading people into thinking that, you know, because they can be self-reliant, that it means that they don't have to fucking be courteous or thoughtful to the people around them. And, you know, is there a way that you can fix that overnight? I don't think so, but it's just, I see a lot of people talking about the changes that they want to see in people, but, like, we never look at the small shit that we can do that eventually has like a much bigger effect, like kind of like on some pay it forward shit, you know. One random day you pay for somebody's, you know, groceries behind you or somebody's food in the drive through behind you, whatever, like, yeah, that's that one day, but like, you don't know later on that motherfucker might go and do some good for somebody else just because that one random day. But
yeah, that's actually happened to me where somebody did something nice for me, so yeah, went and did something nice for somebody else. That's out of my nature.
Yeah. No, that, like, you know, spreading love and shit like that, it does become infectious, but it has to be something pure. Can't just be like, oh, yeah, you know, blah, 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 here you go. Like,
yeah, I mean, it was more like, you know, somebody went out of their way to be nice to me today, so I went out of my way to be nice to somebody else. Yeah. Just to spread the good tidings. You know, put a little bit of positive energy into the world because we know it needs it.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know about y'all. I can only speak for myself. But I've just noticed in the past, like, you know, 3 or 4 years, like, I've become a lot more selfish.
Good.
Like, I look at
things. That's how I started out. That's good. How I was.
Good.
For a good part of my 20s. A good chunk. I don't know. Started to soften up, I guess, after a while.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm still a teddy bear, like, at the end of the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm thinking more or less, like, just reactions to shit. I'm coming at it from a more selfish point of view.
Okay. See, now, me, I'm less selfish because I have more experience with what happens with that, I guess, with being selfish. Because I used to be a cold motherfucker in my early 20s.
Cold blood in the air.
And I don't know. I didn't like myself at all. And it probably showed. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I just kind of like through life experiences and seeing other people be self-destructive and what is it, you know, stuff like that.
Like, am I the only one who liked myself the whole time?
Probably. Like, kudos to you. No, like, you know what? Like, that's cool that you've been like with it, because, like, you know, it's been like a roller coaster for me.
Hell yeah, like, man.
There was moments where it's like, yo, I'm good. Like, I don't need shit. And it was like that for a long time, and I still get like that from time to time. It's just like, I don't know. I don't know if it's like just everything that's been going on, or if it's just like old age where like I'm starting to like fast forward to that senile stage of life where like everybody and everything just pisses me off because I'm already starting to get gray hair and shit. So like, yo, am I just jumping forward to this shit?
Like, I found like two in my beard, man. Fuck.
Yo, my beard's already like my scruff is already starting to get, it's already had gray hair.
Are you going to be a silver fox? You trying to tell me? Yeah. By the age of 35?
Yeah. Probably, bro. I'm driving like a Porsche or some shit because I'm in denial about my life.
Still, I'm not compensating for nothing.
For real.
I'm gonna be 35, just still dropping dick off. Silver Fox. Nice ass Silver Porsche. Fox in it. Only talking.
Hell yeah, bro.
20-year-olds.
Pulling all them cougars, bro. And the young ones, probably. Actually, I'll never do that, man. Like, I've always been the type. Like, I think Nikki is probably the youngest I've dated. She's only like, yeah, she's only a year younger than me.
I think I've always, well, not always, there's been like two girls that I've dated that were younger than me, but I usually go for older women.
Not actually, like, no, I take that back. There was one girl, but I only dated her for like 5-6 months, so I don't know if I really count that.
Mm.
That was kind of like
I don't know, but see, last time I dated was like early 20s, so that was a long ass time ago. You know, that was like 10 years. So, yeah, now it's like whatever, you know, I don't even think about that shit. But I used to go for older women just because the girls around my age at that time just were not where I wanted my woman to be. So, but I mean, my girl's only like 7 months older than me now, so whatever. But but it's funny, the younger chicks always wanted to go for me, but I was never interested in the younger chicks.
The younger girls like
this for some reason. It's too much drama, bro.
And it shows, and it's more to do with experience with life and situations and how to handle them.
Yeah.
A young person will show their age 100% when it comes to any type of real stress if they haven't really been through it in life. Like, it's like the first time with a breakup or a first time going through some real trauma. They usually don't handle it well. So therefore, like, it shows. But as an adult and you've been through it and you've been through breakups and you've been through life and the falls and the ups and all that shit, you start handling situations a little bit differently. You don't like freak out, you know, become like,
unless you live with anxiety, in which I raise his hand, that shit gets a little crazy time to time.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I get that way too because I usually hold the stress. You know, I'm I usually hold the stress of the house. So, like, I understand that too. But, you know, I'm just saying, no, like, the reason why I never went for a younger woman is because they wasn't where I wanted them to be at that moment.
See, no. I knew I was an adult when I knew, like, I was making a bad decision, and I still did it anyway. I was like, yeah.
Big boy dick!
I was like, this is wrong. I know it's wrong. I know the outcome of this is going to be annoying as fuck. I know I'm going to have problems to deal with, but I'm doing it anyway, because fuck you, bitch.
Nothing like good old adult responsibility.
Yeah, I was like, fuck it, I'll just hold this L, but no, you're not allowed to do that.
I'm out here adulting.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah.
Being an adult.
Definitely part of growing up is learning when to take your L's. That's a major fucking fact. And my whole thing, for the longest time, like, I was always afraid to, like, just fuck up. And I think that's where, like, I should have just been more, like, in tune with the fact, like, yo, you're going to fuck up. Like, just do it so you can learn from that shit. Like, quit worrying about some shit like that's not even going wrong yet. Because that was always a problem with me. Like, like I said, sometimes I'm too introspective for my own good. And I'm trying to think, like, 10, 15 steps ahead. And sometimes I just need to fucking pump the brakes and just, like, all right.
I understand that. It took me until I was about, like, 28, 29 to learn that you can't stress about shit you can't control. It's out of your control. You can't really stress about it because at the end of the day, you can't change whatever is about to happen if it's already done. Or you have no control over that situation. Don't throw your whole self into something that just gonna fuck you over in the end, and you know it. You just let that shit breathe, because stressing about some shit that you know you can't change, it's just more weight on you.
Well, I mean, I always had this thing, and I'll never forget. Like, I was talking to somebody, and I told him, it was like, don't make a permanent decision off a temporary emotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because, like, you know, I get that. I still have, like, I'll be open about it on here because, you know, it's a little bit of a deeper podcast. We'll get real for a minute. Like, I still go through my struggles time to time where it's, like, trying to just be like, all right, you know what? Like, I ain't got control over that shit. Like, not going to stress about it. Sometimes I'm good, but, like, man, I don't know what the fuck it is. Like, I don't know if it's just, like, this whole mentality that we get passed down of, like, growing up to be a man where it's, like, you know, mm-hmm. you got to dominate that shit and you control everything. Yeah, I don't know if it's that or it's
2019
just like,
now. That shit's done changed since that.
Oh yeah, no, it has. But it's just like even though it's changed, like there's still that like.
Yeah, I have that too. I'm holding all the stress of the house because I don't want the people in my household to have to stress about it.
Yeah, and it's just like my whole thing is like I get that because even though, like, I was part of, like, the younger part of the house, like, I was always kind of like the rock. Like, I was always trying to, like, balance shit out because I'd see the way that people around me were, like, reacting. And I get that whole point. Like, you can stay strong for a certain amount of time. But, like, I remember when I had to go to anger management classes, like, this guy was telling me, he was like, look, basically, you're a champagne bottle, and, like, you keep letting this shit build up, like, eventually the cork's gonna pop, and shit's gonna get everywhere. Like, you need to start learning how to control, but it's, like, you know, it's easier said than done. But I just, you know, when you said that, like, my whole thing is, like, do you ever think about, like, finding some sort of outlet, or, like, are video games your outlet?
Video game? Hell fuck yeah. I space out. I don't think about shit when I'm playing video games. It's me and that motherfucking game and my farming. And I'm happy. You got to find what makes you happy in life and go with it. DJ, I just got to figure out how to make money off this shit so I can be rich.
DJ gets home from work and plays one game.
Fuck yeah. And I'm good as hell at that game now. So.
But see, the thing about DJ is he'll game shame you. He'll do it. It'll be like,
because you're not playing this motherfucker game? Will make one character, barely make one character, and then be like, all right, I'm out. That's not true. Like, but there's just like three other characters you ain't even tried. Oh, I'm good.
Yeah, because I'm like, I have things I don't want to. There's nothing
that I'm just saying, you know, the other characters change the game. Each one is a different playstyle. So it's just, you know.
So what DJ's really saying, Kat, is that he has abandonment issues and you hit him real hard.
Oh, just about every game we ever played.
No.
Only one we ever meet up again at is usually... That's the one we always come back to. But all the rest of the games, he's done left in the dust.
That's not... Because I play a bunch of games. I don't...
See, yeah, you're DJ's, game whore. It's okay.
DJ's definition of playing
once game you are is okay getting with home it, from work be fine.
And always playing that game. That's DJ's definition of playing the game. He gets home from work and he'll grind until it's time for him to go back to work.
It's called farming, Cat.
Okay, I don't do that. I
farm for gear that I like for the character. See, now we're getting all nerdy and shit. But at the end of the day, I'm just saying I'm a farmer. I farm for my legendaries and my gear. Not all of them are legendaries. And it's good. I'm happy. Don't fault me for finding my joy in life. You're the one who's game hopping and can't find a game to love.
I found a bunch of games to love. That's why I game.
Yo, you're sticking your dick in all these games. God, Cat.
I found a bunch of games to love.
Who knew that DJ was a gaming Baptist?
Like, I find my loves and I stick to them.
Bro,
pure. I just don't like every game. I'm sorry.
I like a bunch of games. I'm sorry. I like more games than you.
Don't hate the player, hate the game,
Cat.
I
play more games than you, DJ. I'm sorry. I don't have time to play one game all day.
It's not just one game. I mean, shit, you come back to it once a week, left a nigga in the dust. You're like, I'm never coming back to this game. Fuck this game.
That's not true.
I'm like, you talked about Borderlands 3 for years. Make one character and bounce. I'm not hurt. I'm just saying.
Yo, I mean, you sound kind of hurt.
You sound big fucking hurt right now.
You sound hurt. See, that's what I'm saying. It's okay, DJ. It's okay to not be okay, my guy.
No, it's really, yeah, I mean, it's like
I just had to get some shit off my chest.
I see.
It's cool. Yo, this episode's been like a vent session, so like it.
And I'm not sorry either. I'm gonna play more games. Look, DJ,
I know you will.
I'm gonna see these other hoes. All right, they love me.
I know you gonna get some game STD.
That's fine.
I just hope your dick don't fall off in the process.
I hope it do fall off.
I'm STD free, Cab. Can you say? No, I'm just playing.
Yes.
I
ain't gonna go.
Damn.
Yes. Damn. That's it. Fucking probably. Bitch.
Of course. Yo, DJ saying you out here fucking mucus queens, bro. That's cold. That's cold.
Mucus queens. Anyway. But yeah.
You guys are fucking
back to the podcast.
back to the core. I guess my next question is, cuz we touched on, you know, what friendship means to us, like what an ideal friend is to us. My next question is, like, to you guys, what's the difference between supporting somebody and enabling, and whoever wants
can't
to go,
go
first.
Support is innocent, as far as I'm concerned. Like, it's only enabling when, like, you know what you're giving somebody is wrong. Like, it's not support is inherently good. It's not, you can't, there's nothing bad about support. You can always fucking support your friends. Nobody's gonna ever be mad at you if you support your friends. They're gonna be mad at you if you're enabling your friends. That's like, you can always support people. Support's innocent, is positive, is like, enabling is the worst part though, because it looks like support sometimes. Like, nobody, there's not, it's not clear, the line between support and enabling is not clear.
Okay.
So, all in all, though, you should always support your friends. That's just, I don't see why not.
Unless, are we talking about friends or just
in general?
Okay. Yeah, just in general.
Okay. I don't see why not.
Because, I mean, because I think, go ahead, DJ.
No, go ahead, man. Go. You think,
oh, yeah. No. I think Kay hit it on the head on the part of, like, it's a really fine line between supporting and enabling somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think
support can turn into an enable.
situation. Oh yeah, for sure. Because like, you know, my whole thing is right. Like
sometimes support.
Say for hypothetical, you have somebody that's in the music career.
Mm-hmm.
You're supporting them. You know, you shout out the music. You're listening to the music in your car loud as fuck when you're riding around. Like, all that shit that you do to try to get people like, yo, what the fuck's that?
Yeah.
So, you do that, but it becomes to a point to where when you do that, that person starts gaining and they start getting an ego and you continue feeding into it because, like, in your eyes, you're like, well, shit, I'm supporting this motherfucker. And when he gets put on, he's going to put me on too. Because, like, let's just call shit for what it is. Like, when you support somebody, yeah, for the most part, you're doing it for them. But, like, let's all just be real with each other. Like, there's a small percentage, even if it's just 1%, we're doing it for ourselves, too. Yeah. And anybody that's trying to tell me that they don't, like, I'm sorry, you're full of shit. Like, everybody does something in their own self-interest. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to exist. Right? Self-preservation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think... Okay. I don't know, man. I think that, I think you got to be careful how much you support because, like I said, that support can quickly turn into a neighbor where you're just feeding a personality instead of supporting the person.
Yeah, definitely. I got a hypothetical situation where, say a
must you taste say a yourself son. Every time you talk?
What? Must I what?
Okay, just continue.
Leave me alone, Cad. Leave me,
boy.
Fuck alone.
Yo, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to listening. I gotta know a timestamp so I can go back.
I'm sorry. He just he did this shit like 4 times in a row. Every time he like he was drinking something sour. I was just like, bro, all right.
For real.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Something like a Snapple cap coming off this shit.
I was drinking this Monster. My bad.
Like, okay. Anyway. I mean, because Monster is a little bit tangy, but you was almost egregious with it. That's why I was like,
I didn't mean to smack. My bad.
Like, right, you just put some lip gloss on this shit. Yeah. Like,
damn, really? Okay, bet. Like, I don't even know what the fuck I was about to say. Fuck you,
guys. Juicy lips.
Like, bro, like, he was tasting himself. Like, I'm not that bad.
I'm
like,
tasting myself?
Yeah, jeez, that's what you were okay. doing.
Pause, nigga.
No, anyway. You heard what I said. You was tasting yourself.
Okay. No, you said something about you had a hypothetical situation.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, hypothetically, say you got a son, and you are paying for his one-bedroom apartment. And then that son ends up getting a girl pregnant, and she's living there with him now. You're still paying for the rent and all the utilities. This son is now, what, almost 30. And you're still paying for his shit.
No.
Is that a support or enabling at this point?
Oh, it's enabling.
I don't
depending
know.
On what, just right. on base without
here's
knowing.
More information.
Without
here's
knowing
more information.
Okay.
Here's some more information. This son can never keep a job. Had about 8 jobs by now. And it's, you know, in his entire 20s, you know, span. And basically, he's always dropping off the kid other places. Never, you know, the kid is always at somebody else's house.
Oh, yeah, no. If you're not watching your kid, then no.
Yeah.
Before, I was going to be like, if you're working, like, I guess you can just rationalize it as, like, doing what you got to do to support your family. But if you're not taking care of your kid, like, no, you're enabling.
Yeah, it's an enabling situation, for sure.
Okay. Thank you. I feel the same way.
For sure. Yeah, no, that's an enabling situation because, like, at the end of the day, like, motherfuckers aren't going to change unless they have to. Like, when I was doing my stupid shit, getting into trouble and, like, not thinking straight, for the longest time I kept doing it because I knew, like, it's all right because I got a place to stay. It's cool because, you know, at the end of the day, like, my mom or my dad are going to come pick me up. Like, if I'm at the detention center, they're going to come get me. But then, like, finally there was one time where, like, shit got bad and I was told, like, I wasn't welcome there. So it's like, all right, then. And it took, like, it literally took that whole situation for me to finally be like, yo, I gotta quit fucking around, because otherwise I'm gonna be sleeping on a motherfucking bench during January in the middle of Rockford. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that's just not
sorry
fun.
For like Midwest homeless people. I'm like, bro, where do y'all go? Where
yeah, no, right. At? That's just crazy, dude.
All year round, they got fucked up weather.
Cause they'd be like -20. I'd be like, yo, it's cold in the house, my nigga. My house.
Shit. A few years ago, they found a dude dead outside downtown.
Damn.
Yeah. Sleeping in the cold. Yeah, no, that should have get you.
It was actually crazy. Like, I still remember like the first couple nights during that situation, and I tried going to my boy's house because I was just looking for a place to crash, right? Because I wasn't trying to, you know, be out on the streets, and he wasn't home at that time, but like his mom had answered the door, and she obviously saw the look on my face, like I was trying to hide it, but you know, you can only hide so much. And she let me inside for a little bit. Like, she ended up giving me like half a pack of cigarettes because I didn't have shit. Like, I was literally like, I had a backpack with a couple shirts, a couple pairs of pants, some underwear, socks, and that's it. And damn, man. Fucking, like, she hooked me up, and I actually got to see her at my girl's mom's wedding. I got to talk to her for a while, and it was really good getting to see her. But yeah, man, that shit changed my whole perspective. And the whole point of it is, if my family had been in this situation where they're like, oh, you know what, like, the shit you did, it's okay, like, you're just, you know, you're just grounded, or whatever other shit that they used to do to punish me, if they would have just done that, I would have kept doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
So, I think, yeah, it's definitely a point of enabling and supporting someone. And sometimes when you support people, you just kind of got to let them go.
Yeah.
Make their own shit.
Dude, that's my fear as a father. When he grows up, become of age to get out the house,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be the one that's going to be like, you know, you're 18, get the fuck out. Because my parents didn't do that either. Nope. They let me stay till I was about, 21 and a half, 22, when I was, you know, had enough money to get my own apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was out. But yeah, they never pressured me to leave or anything like that, you know. So I'm probably going to be the same way. But I'm just hoping that he doesn't, like, force me to
kick him out.
Yeah, that too. But act out of my nature, basically. Be like, yo, dude, you're not doing anything with your life. I need you to aspire to be something. Anything. Yeah. Have some type of dream. Follow it.
No, lack of motivation is the scariest thing.
Nope.
For sure.
I don't have any dreams. I don't have anything that I aspire to be. I don't want to be anything.
What about short-term aspirations?
Like, I'll just take whatever that comes. I don't really want anything.
Aw, Kat. We're going to get you some inspiration.
I don't have any motivation. Well,
to be fair, though, like, to be fair, and I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with that, but, like, for Kat's defense, like, he's still young. I mean, at the end of it, bro, like, shit, I'm going to be getting 30 soon. And, like, I'm still figuring shit out. Like, some people don't figure out
what the fuck they want out of life.
That's what I'm saying. Like, some people don't figure out what the fuck they want from life till they're 40 or 50. You know? Mm-hmm. Some people don't find out till the last couple breaths that they have. Like, I don't know. That's why, man, if you already know what the fuck you want out of life, and you already got an idea of who you are as a person and who you're going to
kudos
be,
because
I think
you.
That's the biggest part. Yeah, kudos to you. Like, salute. If anything, teach me your ways.
Because exactly. I love to know. Teach me the secret to life.
It's easy. You just gotta
that right. Would be sweet.
Don't care.
I can't not care, Kat.
Yes, you can. It's easy.
I got people depending on me. I can't not care.
Whose fault is that?
And it's called a relationship, too.
What does it go back to? Pulling out, like we always fucking talk about.
No, it has nothing to do with a kid. I'm in a relationship as well.
Oh, you
think she would want a man that Are you doesn't want to go anywhere in life or anything like that? Of course she wants somebody who wants to be more.
Oh my god, how gross could you be? This guy actually likes his fucking fiance.
Actually what?
It's fucking gross.
Well, I actually care about what she thinks?
Do you fucking That's so fucking gross.
If I didn't like her, I wouldn't have asked her to marry me, Kat.
No, I think it's definitely important, the person that you're with, that you can't be with somebody who doesn't want to be a better person. Like, just overall, like, everything else is kind of like bullshit. Like, people get back on the horse, whatever. But, like, just overall as a person and, like, overall contributing, like, you should, it should almost be like a given, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just mad that you actually like this woman you want to spend the rest of your life with. How are you supposed to...
What, you plan on getting married to someone you hate?
How else are you supposed to have the American dream, the classic experience?
Fuck that. That shit's old dick. That shit outdated. Yeah, I'm good.
He lived through that. It's called high school and college years.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you know what, like, at the end of it, man, like, I don't know, for the longest time, and again, this is just me, but for the longest time, my perspective on life is like, yo, just having fun and, like, being surrounded by all your friends and all this and that. But, like, at the end of the day, that's not what life's about, man. Or maybe yeah, it is for it. Some people.
That's cool, I think, for, like, your early 20s, but once you start creeping up to 30.
Yeah, the importance, I think the whole importance of life is family. And I'm not talking, I'm not even just talking, though, like, people that are, like, blood. Like, I'm talking people that actually fuck with you. Like, the whole meaning of life, whole purpose to life is family. And to have people that fuck with you and see the world the way that you do, or maybe they don't, they challenge the way that you see it, but either way, they got your best interest at mind. And it's, you know, experiences that are meant to be shared. That's why, you know, like I said earlier, I don't really like this whole movement of, you know, fuck everybody, I don't need shit, because it's like, yo, at the end of the day, we kind of do. Like, you can swear it up and down all you want to, that's like, yo, I don't need anybody, but there's going to come a day, maybe it's not now, maybe it's not 5 years from now, but it's going to be 10, 15, you'll be sitting in the bed creaking at night, and you're going to think about all the opportunities you missed out just because you were stuck in your ways. So.
Exactly. Okay. So, you guys want to get on anything, any lighter notes, you know, now that we spent, like, you know, about an hour and a half on on the deep shit?
We just own it.
I'm not deep like you guys, bro. I just exist. I'm just here.
We know, Kat. That's why you.
But that's why I like talking to you about that shit, though.
That's
like,
why you're part of this trio, Kat.
Well, no, like, Kat always knows, like, him and I, we actually had, like, this conversation just about shit, family, and what we thought about the purpose of life and shit. And, like, Kat has had that mentality where it's just like, whatever, like, and I don't hate it or nothing, like, I actually love it, because
I envy it.
I said before, like, my problem is, like, it's a gift and a curse. Like, I'm super introspective, and I'm constantly thinking about shit, and I'm not even trying to make myself sound out like I'm smart, because I'm a fucking idiot. I don't know anything. I spent all this time thinking about shit, but I don't know anything. Like, go figure. Irony. But it's just, it's nice having that grounded, and that's why, like I said to y'all earlier too, like, I love the fact that it's the three of us, because even though on most things we see the world the same way, like, we're all actually different, we're in different cycles of our life, regardless of age, and I love that shit about us, that's why I fuck with it.
Yeah, and so, make a good trio, I feel, so,
y'all Team Tripod. Y'all like... Y'all be thinking about consequences and shit. I don't...
Well, yeah, because life is full of them, Kat.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 25.
Whether you see it now or later, it's going to happen.
Look, all I'm saying is, I just decide shit doesn't matter. Even if it should matter. I just decide it doesn't matter.
Oh, man. Well, your 30s are going to be fun.
Yeah, and hopefully you don't go busting in everybody. Because, like, you do your games.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Yeah, to pull it out. I was going to keep it hush. I was going to say shit, Cat. I just want you to know that from the jump.
Here we go.
Oh, no. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just, you know, I'm just talking about his 30s. If he's got that soul, you know that. Oh, shit. I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying, man. It's gonna be a ride, man.
It's not that I'm, like, stress-free. I just decide shit doesn't matter. No.
Okay, hey, like I said,
So you say, like, shit don't matter. Like, was it a certain point in your life that made you, like, was it a certain experience that made you? Because I know DJ was trying to get away from the deep shit, but, like, I was
more just reeling us back in. No.
Yeah, hey, my bad, bro. Like, I fucking.
No, I'm playing with you, man. You good.
I've been so on the kick, bro.
Yo, get your shit out, man. Go ahead. This is what this is for.
I just decided it doesn't matter. Like, there's no reason to do anything about it because it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I got a simple, like, on some nihilism.
Simple.
I don't know if it's nihilistic. I just don't know what it is. Like, it doesn't, like, I don't, if, like, say I get into whatever with, like, somebody and we're not friends anymore, I'm like, all right, well, it don't matter.
You know, Cad, if we're basing ourselves off the Joe Budden podcast, you're the mall. In this situation.
Hey, mall is mine.
You're 100% mall. You're giving off mall vibes like a motherfucker. It's okay.
I mean, that's fine. I like, hey, my favorite used to be Rory, and then it used to be Parks, but it's definitely mall now. I identify as Maul for some reason. I don't know why.
Apparently.
I'm not as cool as Maul, though, so you, I don't both understand young what the problem toast is. Wow.
That's what. Damn, that's cold.
That's wild.
What? It's not an insult.
That's cold, God, though.
But anyway, yo, for Halloween, because I think we made the podcast before Halloween, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so did you guys do anything for Halloween?
No.
Fucking bro, it snowed, and it was like,
yeah, it snowed here too. Here. It was fucking ridiculous. I had to, all right, so it was his first Halloween, like, that he actually go trick or treating. You know, he was Paw Patrol. Yeah. I don't think I ever posted pictures. I got to do that. But basically, we went around in cul-de-sac. We met up with his cousins. And that's when I found out that my fiance's sister-in-law actually listens to the podcast. So shout out to Mei Mei. Boom. But yeah, went out. People who had their porch light on were the actual involved in the candy. So if you had your porch light off, we didn't go to you.
Mm-hmm.
It was snowing like a motherfucker. They tried to walk it at first. You know, he was all bundled up. He had his little snow coat on and shit. And that shit was sort of burnt. Yeah. He had tears coming out. He wasn't even crying. It was just so cold that, you know, he just started tearing up and shit. So we decided to ride around in the car and go house to house.
We ain't gonna talk about how Halloween in the Midwest is fucking trash. Can we at least acknowledge that shit?
Yeah. It didn't used to be this bad. That's the fucked up part, though. From what my parents told me, it never rained on Halloween.
It's been trash.
And then all of a sudden, now it's just like it rains.
Bro, Halloween.
Guaranteed. And now we got snow.
Like,
this was our first snow of the year. On Halloween.
Halloween was always trash rock camp because it was always cold, and we would spend a couple Halloweens.
Yeah, it was always cold and wet.
We would spend a couple Halloweens in a car in a fucking costume, mm-hmm, in our winter coat, just hopping up and getting in the car, warming
exactly
up.
Exactly, that's what we did.
Yeah,
exactly what
we did. Get the candy and then get in the car. Coat.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm, Halloween has always been trash in the Midwest. I don't understand why people are always so geek for it here. It's never been fucking good.
Hey, you know what?
It might have been dope one time.
Now the real holidays are coming. Let's be honest.
Batman's holiday. Let's go.
Batman holiday.
Can't.
We're gonna have to do something special for Thanksgiving, bro.
Yeah.
We have to do something
special. Shit, I'm trying to get that week off. I already put in for it. I'm trying to get that whole holiday block off.
DJ trying to get the whole week off for Thanksgiving. Just to eat leftovers. He's just trying to.
I still got a week left. I still got like a week and like 2 days left, so I still gotta burn that somewhere.
DJ finna be in the crib doing nothing but getting fat as fuck.
Yo, I've been working out, though, you know? I've been lifting some weights and shit, you know? Okay. I'm trying to get slim, but I don't know why. I picked the wrong moment right before fucking Thanksgiving. I'm just going to gain it all back.
Yeah, you know, fucked up. You might as well just save it for that bullshit resolution that everybody does where it's like, yeah, I know, yo, right? I'm going to go to the gym this year.
I envy those people who can make it to the gym. Between work and, you know, him, fiance, and everything else, I ain't got time. I need to get an in-house one, but that takes
get cash. Get a P90X, put out right son. Now. Get ripped.
Oh, God. No, we tried one of those. We tried one of those workout ones, and, God, that killed us. Early 20s, when we were more in shape, and that shit was like, oh.
This shit gets you.
You should have got the total gym, bro. Get a total gym so you can be like Chuck Norris, like 70 years old with a six pack.
Yeah, I know, right?
That shit gets
you. Motherfucker had that shit way before you start endorsing that. But yeah.
Get you in shape because me and my brother did that shit for like 2 weeks. And like the first week was hell. By the end of the 2 weeks, he was like, I got cardio. Like,
You got stamina.
Yeah. And that was when I was like 15. That shit killed me. Like, if I did it now, it
would
probably
take you
like
would die. Yeah. You would literally die. Yeah. You would be sitting there like, I smoke, nigga. No. I can't be doing this shit.
I don't fuck with it, though, because I was losing weight off that shit.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. I tried this shit. Oh, God. That was hell. But, yeah. I'm working out, you know, getting my swole on for no reason. Just walk around flexing. Just because I can. You gotta do things to entertain yourself.
Not trying to rock the dad bod, okay.
No, can't keep the dad bod. You know, I gotta look sexy for somebody. If not myself, somebody. They could be like, ooh, you look good today. I'm like, yeah, I always look good. What you mean? You know? Shit like that.
You won't say that to her, though. You ain't a real one like that.
Okay, Cap. See, now I gotta make it my mission to say that shit randomly today.
You just really ain't got, like, no balls like that. I don't know why you popping shit.
Oh, I ain't got the balls?
Yeah. Mm.
Pretty sure my balls hang longer than yours, Cap.
You'd be wrong.
Are we about to compare balls now? Is that what we doing?
Pull them.
Well, if that's the case, I think.
What you mean? They been out, Cad.
Let me talking to you with your balls out, nigga. Let me talking to you, butt ass.
Oh, I'm gay now, but he told me to pull them out.
Let me talking to me, butt ass.
All right, fine. We don't have to end it on that. But anyway, you guys hear anything in the gaming news? I saw that Diablo trailer. And that shit was sweet.
A lot of people getting hype about Diablo, but I was gonna say we can quickly touch on it. Overwatch 2, or as I called it earlier, Overwatch
1.5.
I mean, I understand why people are getting hype about it, because when it comes to MOBAs and shit like Overwatch, people love it. It's a fun game. Whatever. My whole thing is like, and you touched on it earlier, DJ, that shit. The story mode, all of that, that should have been in the first game.
Like, yeah, definitely. Regardless.
Should have been in the
definitely
first
game. Been in the first. Hey, you, Cap?
No, I don't think so. I think that's key.
Is Hirsch? I don't know. Okay. Hirsch, run that back.
Is it good now?
All right, you good. Yeah, you good. Yeah, run that back real quick. You start at the 1.5.
Oh yeah, so like it's at the one. It's just it's shit that should have been from the jump. Like it should have been in the game. Like the whole story mode, and I don't know, man. Like I get why people are obsessed with it because you know it's the fun. But at the end of the day, I don't see why people are getting so fucking hype about spending another $70-$80 on just like a patch, because that's basically what it is.
Really is. It honestly is. You're not wrong.
They're paying full price for I think
you know it's gonna be a full price game.
Aren't the majority of the heroes, if not all, that are already in the game gonna be in too?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they taking people out?
There's going to be a couple of ones.
There's already like.
So why would you pay $70 for that? That should be like a $40 price right there.
Oh, and you want to know the real kicker, which I'm trying to understand, like, what the enticement is for buying the new one besides better graphics. All the maps and shit like that are going to be available on the first game. From what I was reading, maybe I'm wrong, but from what I was reading, they were saying, like, you'll be able to access content from the new Overwatch on the old one.
They're basically just super updating Overwatch.
It's an update. Yeah. Charging you guys full price.
Overwatch full price. Fucking season 2.
Yeah. But
shit, other than that, they added a whole new shit to theirs, like, you know, Iceborne. All new monsters. You still get the old content as well. But it's like all new monsters, all new boards, all new in-game. Everything's brand new and shiny. The update, basically, it's $40. Especially if you already had Monster Hunter, the original base game. It's $40.
That's just legitimate and expansion.
I know, but I'm just saying, what you're explaining to me, what Overwatch is, Overwatch 2, is basically that. It's an expansion. It's not like you're getting a whole new roster of heroes to play with. You're only adding a few more.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know, but with Diablo, it's good to see that everybody got over Diablo Mobile.
Yeah, they didn't even bring it up, really, at BlizzCon. Yeah. That's the crazy part.
Nah.
They don't even want to fuck with
they
that.
They knew they fucked up. They knew better.
Yeah, but I think it's funny because I remember when that shit came out, like, everybody and their mom was like, yo, fuck them, fuck this game, dude. Like, they were pissed.
Yeah, and they're just worried about the China market, basically, because they mainly play on mobiles over there.
Don't you guys have phones?
They're trying to get up. And, man, nobody in the West was like, nah, we don't want that shit.
Yeah,
don't give a fuck. Mobile, it's just a reskin of a game that already exists. We're good.
So you saying you guys don't have phones?
Sorry, what?
So you saying you guys don't have phones?
Nah, I don't have a phone.
Wow. No, I don't know what you're talking about. What's that device? Wow. What the fuck is that?
But yeah, man. I don't know. I'm just excited for Diablo 4. Should be interesting. They did bring back some old moves from Diablo 3, so I guess it won't be too unfamiliar. It's just going to be more gritty, more dark, which, you know, I'm fine with that, because the whole shiny bells and whistles of 3 got old.
Oh, it didn't.
Good for me.
I'm mad that there's not 4 characters, there's only 3.
Yeah, that's weird. But I'm interested in playing that new shaman character, the one that has the wolves.
Yeah, I'm probably going to play the sorceress, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I know we'll link up for that since, you know, we always meet up at Diablo.
I'm probably going to get it on PC, to be honest with you.
You ass.
Wow, I'm an ass.
You a whole PC ass, but it's okay.
It's okay. Wow.
You know what? It's fine, because then I won't have to be disappointed when you leave after one character.
Disappointed when I don't play it every day for 9 months straight.
No, not every day. You just drop it cold. Like, that game don't exist, Cad.
That's not true.
Okay.
I have 30 games on my fucking hard drive. What do you
And you play three at a time.
I play more than three.
At a time.
I play more than three. I play at
Okay,
least
five so you're spread seven. Super thin then. I was trying to give you some justice.
I play at least 5 to 7.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Do you, boo boo? Do you?
Do you?
Look, I'm sorry that I fucking actually care about playing more than one game.
It don't have to be one game. You said 7. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's not that crazy. I have a lot of games.
How many games you play at a time, Herb?
I usually keep about 3 or 4 games on rotation.
See, that's normal.
That's not that okay. I keep 5 to 7 on rotation. It's not that bad.
Whatever you say, Cat.
Wow.
I'm not judging you.
Yes, you are. Why am I fucking friends with this dude? I know that somebody explained
what?
To me. me judge. Did we just have a whole podcast?
This whole fucking podcast has been about friendship, and you over here like, what am I?
Yo, that's why I think it's a perfect emphasis. The irony of life.
Why am I explaining myself? Like, I'm fighting these.
It's okay. Here. Like I said, no. I'm used to it by now, Cad. I don't even say nothing anymore, remember?
I hope you used to get in a fart when I see you.
What? A fall?
You getting fought.
Oh, you ain't got no hands. Everybody know that.
That's fine. I'm finna hire a bodyguard. And I'm finna throw the first punch, and then when you fucking start attacking me, my bodyguard is finna be like, hey man, look bro, don't do that.
Yo, he's gonna hire that security guard from the baby's fucking security posse.
I was about to say that. That motherfucker in the hospital. I know.
Yeah, that motherfucker's big. He don't play.
No, he be getting the baby in trouble. Like a motherfucker. Be knocking out random women and shit.
But shit, if I was the baby, I'd keep him at security because ain't nobody gonna try testing you shit.
Hell no, nobody gonna try to touch you. They might shoot you.
Yeah, probably.
That you more likely to get shot at this point.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, that comes with it.
Yeah, it comes with it.
They do be absolutely badass niggas in security.
Of course, because it keeps people away, especially dudes. Because if they feel like they can take your security, they're going to try you. But if they see a big, giant motherfucker there, they'll be like, nah, I don't even feel like getting hurt tonight.
Yeah. I don't feel like getting the mountain by somebody. That's a
guy. Can you imagine that motherfucker falling on you? No.
That's a big ass nigga. What is he, 6'10? Like, all fucking swole as fuck?
Yeah, he's big dude.
And I keep seeing a picture of his little, like, 5'3 little thin ass girlfriend.
Yeah. And even that. I seen him knock out a girl on one of those TMZ episodes. That shit was crazy. Like, a fan got a little bit too fresh with the baby, and he wasn't trying to have it. And she tried to smack him, and dude intercepted that shit, and one hit KO'd the bitch.
Yeah, he hit her with that Mike Tyson hook, bro, and that shit was dirty.
Yeah, and you know what? Nobody helped her either. Everybody just sit there and recorded and took pictures, and I was like, these are the times. That's,
it's fucked up, but I mean, hey, man. All right.
If I see what she just got...
Of course, no, I'm not saying go fight the dude, but nobody checked to see if she was okay.
No,
they let her sleep.
Fuck that. You see what she just got. I don't want no parts of that. I don't want to go to sleep.
No, they were walking away. Like, he hit her one time and kept it moving.
Yeah.
He didn't even see what the fuck happened to her.
You see what she just got. I don't give a fuck about that, but you see what she just got, right?
Yeah. I was like, damn, was she there alone? Because, like, none of her friends came.
It doesn't matter if she came there with people. She left alone because ain't nobody's going to get a hold of that. Nah, bro.
We're going to wake up on the dance floor.
No, but you know what, though? Like, I'm not excusing it because at the end of the day, it's a female. But she fucking tried swinging on somebody.
Yeah, she tried to swing on the dude who's paying your checks.
Right, right.
And if she would have made connection, you wouldn't be getting paid no more.
Yeah, but with that being said, that's fucked up. And it's kind of crazy to think that.
Yeah,
if I ever get shot, motherfuckers ain't gonna come help me. They're just gonna record
that shit. Your last moments will be on the internet forever.
They did that shit to what's the name? XXX Tentacles.
Yeah, they just sat there and recorded the shit. Yeah, nobody went to go see what the hell happened. Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah, it'd be like that. These are the times, though, man.
He got shot, and the motherfucker who shot him was like, "Hey, I just shot this nigga."
Mm-hmm.
That's how. That now you really see the times. Motherfuckers told on themselves. Hey, I just shot this dude.
Yeah, people do all that stupid shit and they post it on Instagram.
For the clout.
I'm surprised that is still a thing. I figured people got over that shit once they seen people going to jail for this shit.
No,
nah, bro. Because you become immortalized. Everybody wants to be remembered.
Even celebrities. Like, I'm like, what you did was like completely illegal, but yet your ass didn't go to jail. Like that Kevin Hart bullshit. He walked away from an accident. That's a crime. Yep. That motherfucker didn't go to jail for that.
That's because, man, the fucking system's getting exposed for what it's always been. The laws were not created for the people, it's created for the rich.
Of course. But I'm just saying, like, that was like an obvious Like, nobody called that shit out, really? Like, you left a scene of a crime. One that you caused.
No. Nah. If you say that shit, guess what happens? You get lawyers knocking on your door telling you you gotta go to court.
Exactly.
Defamation and shit.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly, he walked away from the scene. Allegedly.
Right?
I guess I'm okay with it because he needed medical attention.
That's the only needed medical treatment, then he should have stayed at the scene where the ambulance showed up at. Instead, he left the people there that he was riding in his car, went home, and had his wife call the ambulance.
First of all, fuck all of that. I want to know, why the fuck did he put out that fucking, oh, I'm about to be the recovery of Kevin Hart video? Like,
yeah, exactly. He's milking that shit. Because people fall for that shit. It's Kevin Hart.
I don't give a... Nobody should give a shit. Kevin Hart is fucking rich. It does not matter. I know he's rich,
but his fans don't see it that way. They're like, people care and shit. Like us, Kev. They are not like us.
Kevin Hart is fucking rich, my boy. All he's doing is laying in his mansion and fucking smoking weed.
Oh, he's already been out. He was hanging out with Jay-Z and somebody else.
Yeah, like...
He's already been seen out.
Like, Kevin Hart is fucking rich, my boy. It does. Him being in the car accident, like, just means he had a moment of intense pain, and then, like, he's good.
Mm-hmm.
He got the best surgeon. He's chilling in a fucking mansion with his wife and kids.
Of course.
And he's, like, smoking weed and doing what he's doing, whatever rich people do when they don't have anything to do. Like, I'm just mad.
No, that he's probably making moves somewhere.
Yeah, I'm just mad that he's milking this shit as publicly as it is. Like,
yeah, I didn't watch that shit. I didn't give it a view. But I heard about it.
I've seen fucking commercials in the recovery of Kevin. Kevin's recovering from back. Nobody gives a fuck. He got money. It doesn't matter. It's not like he's worried about anything.
A quick change of subject. Are you guys? Instead of, I don't know, I might switch to that instead of Netflix for a while. Maybe. Right. I don't know. Netflix for me is like $15 a month. $16, roughly. But Disney Plus is going to be like $7. So, and you get all this shit. Even National Geographic. Well, I get National Geographic, man.
I'm definitely getting the Disney Plus when that Mandalorian comes out, because that shit looks dope.
Yeah, I should do.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
You know, they got you get so much shit. I'm just like, yo, is it going to be like an option like Netflix is everywhere, or do I have to like to be on my phone or something to like?
Oh, they're going to be smart with it. It's Disney. It's going to be locked down to like your specific computer or tablet or whatever.
I'm hoping it's on the TV like Netflix. So all I got to do is to speak into my remote and be like Netflix and Netflix.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to get that shit. It might not come out the first like year or two, but dude, every company wants that shit. Yeah, well, you know what? Fucking.
But it's Disney, though. They skip lines in Disney, though. They skip lines. They already see what Netflix is doing, and they're just going
to
improve.
They also want to see net profits the first couple of years, so then they can do more stuff.
But they hype the shit out, man. I see that shit everywhere.
Oh, yeah. They're coming strong. They're coming strong, and you think about it, they're undercutting Netflix. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, hey, Netflix is like, what, $15?
They're taking most of their... Yeah, they're taking most of their good shit that we watched on Netflix, you know? All the Marvel movies that came out, all that shit. All those Disney movies that used to be on there, gone.
All the Star Wars stuff is going to be on there, so people are going to go for that. And I mean, Disney has quietly throughout the years been buying up like rights to a whole bunch of different movie companies, so it's going to be all sorts of movies on there too. So,
oh yeah,
no, it's going to be interesting. I'm glad, like, you know, a lot of people were scared about it. Me personally, I'm glad, because you know what? Competition is good.
Yeah.
Because Netflix needs to keep ramping it up. I will say this. There's been a lot of Netflix original series that I've started watching that actually are pretty fucking good. Like,
you know what I noticed about some of those original series? They're actually TV shows already. Just nobody watched them. So then they brought it back and be like, yo, Netflix original. Like, yo, this is
ours. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, just because you bought the name don't mean it's original, motherfucker.
Yo, they did that with, like, Arrested Development and shit. I was like, boy, that was Fox.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on, man. But, yeah, They be lying like a motherfucker. Hang on.
No, fucking shit like Kingdom. It's a Korean zombie show. Like that shit is crazy. It's a Netflix original. Mm-hmm. The Haunting the Hill House. That's a Netflix original. Yo, that show is amazing.
Get to Netflix. I noticed. So it's a new Waterboy came back.
Yeah, Waterboy's back.
Waterboy's back. I don't know. It's like a guilty pleasure of mine. Like I watch that shit if I ain't got nothing else to do, or like, you know, I'm like up in bed holding him, trying to get him to go to sleep.
Yo, 90s Adam Sandler or 90s Jim Carrey. You can't go wrong. You can't.
No, right. I've never seen The Waterboy.
Oh, you sound like you never seen the fucking Waterboy.
Wow.
Fucking fuck.
You know what? On that note.
Why? Wait, are you guys really that surprised that I haven't?
A little bit.
I'm actually not surprised. And, I'm actually not.
I mean, I can understand I can actually see you not watching the black movies, but Waterboy, that was a classic, man.
Never seen Bobby Boucher in action, unfortunately.
But he's seen Players Club and Bones, so.
I don't think I'm not sure I actually have seen Players Club.
Bruh.
Well, he's definitely seen Bones. Then.
Bones?
Should I watch Players Club last month? It came on television.
That fucking movie.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I'm not a movie watcher type dude. I'm not. I was always playing video games.
Damn. So, okay, Kev. Good for you. Good for you.
No. All right. It's almost 4 a.m, man. Fucking
yeah, I'm
wrapping up soon.
Five for me.
Anything that y'all want to say?
Thanks again to the supporters. We fucks with y'all. You know who you are. And yeah, I mean, just anybody who's rocked with us this long and who's made it to this part of the podcast, thanks for listening, man. We appreciate it. We had a good time tonight. Definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice to put aside all the dick and pussy jokes for a little bit.
Oh, we'll save that for next part.
Oh yeah, that's next part.
Cat, no, I'm just playing.
Enjoy the pussy jokes. Those are my favorite part.
Oh yeah, no, it's good fun, but it's nice to be real every once in a while, because I think I wanted the whole point of the episode really just to be able for us to kind of like establish what we think, because sometimes it's easy to get caught up in and not thinking about what you really want, what you expect out of not just life, but the people around you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to say thank you to everybody that fucks with us. We appreciate the shit out of you. And definitely hopefully, if anything that you gain from this podcast is, if you have a friend or somebody that you call a friend, don't half-ass that shit. Like, rock with them. Show them support. No. Don't enable. And just show love.
Yeah, if you fucks with them, actually fucks with them. Don't just leave it out, abandoned, and expect them to just always be your friend.
Yeah, no. Don't do that hokey pokey shit, 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Nope. Motherfucker. That's it. All right, well, yo, catch us up on Anchor app, Apple, Google Radio. I think that's it. You good?
Yeah, I guess that's the end of it. Oh yeah, fuck DJ.